Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to Keeping It Real. In this True Promise episode, we are talking about post-April the 14th's True Promise. So yes, the whole world over and their mamas in an uproar after the Islamic Republic of Iran's retaliatory deterrence. Internationally, lawfully legit attack on the Zionist entity called Israel in a totally mind-blowing and eye-popping military attack on April the 14th, 2024, Gregorian calendar. And this operation that was conducted by the Islamic Republic of Iran was codenamed Operation True Promise, and definitely what a true promise it turned out to truly be. The research department did is like, please, please keep making more promises like that. Okay. Well, where did this true promise come from? I mean, what exactly happened that made the Islamic Republic of Iran promise that, you know, it's pretty serious now and, you know, it's about to get more serious, and that we promise to be faithful to our stated promise, and that it's going to be a true promise? So hold your breath till it turns out to be a promise that shall soon be fulfilled in a truthfully, truly promiseful way. Yes, I'm sorry, I know it doesn't make any sense, but somebody out there, it will make sense to. So, of course, we're not going to be talking about the very long list of crimes that the Zionist entity called Israel has committed against the Islamic Republic of Iran, because that list is way too long, and us young'uns over here, we don't have the patience to go through all that, so we'll just leave it for Islamic Full Stop Show. So yes, before we start to continue to digress as we laugh it up on Keeping It Real, after the mass murdering and mass genociding and mass killing and mass displacing and mass murdering and mass starvation and mass a whole bunch of other horrifying and terrible things by the Zionist entity called Israel against the Palestinian people day in and day out, left and right for well over 6 months, and, of course, within all this time, since they did not get a good solid punch in the mouth by the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Zionist entity called Israel went a little bit more Israeli than usual, and they got a little bit cocky. That means arrogant. And they decided to poke the Islamic Republic of Iran directly. Bad thing to do. You should have thought twice about doing something like that. So, of course, the Zionist entity called Israel ended up making a huge mistake. I mean, it was colossal because they were drunk in their Israeliness and their cockiness. That means arrogance. Yes, thank you for spelling. All right. I mean, these dummies, they really made a colossal mistake. I mean, you know, somebody should really fire their strategic planning department because they made a huge strategic mistake like never before, even though all their stuff is strategic mistakes. And so what happened is that the Israeli doggies, most probably with the green light of their doggy masters, don't laugh, of their doggy masters, they end up missile attacking the Iranian embassy's consular section in the Syrian Arab Republic in the city of Damascus on April the 1st, 2024, Gregorian calendar. Fool on you, April Fool's Day, Zionist fools. And so this attack by the Zionist doggies on the Iranian embassy's consular section on April 1st, which is Fool's Day, and it's like, fool on you, Zionist entity, it apparently killed various personnel, civilians who had been on a diplomatic mission because they had been invited by the Syrian Arab Republic's government in order to come in and do some, I don't know, civilian diplomatic stuff. And so various people got killed in this missile attack, including a woman and a child. So, I mean, you know, what we're trying to say here is that they attacked So what we're trying to say here is that they attacked a civilian diplomatic site, which is totally against the Geneva Conventions. You go look it up, it's a long list of stuff that's on there. And so apparently attacking a country's embassy is like attacking that country itself. So for example, if you attack the Islamic Republic's embassy anywhere in the world, it's like you attack the Islamic Republic itself. Apparently this is according to like international law and I don't know, Geneva Conventions and UN charters and rules. So what that means is that the Zionist entity called Israel, in their complete Israeliness and cockiness, and we already said what that meant, they end up directly attacking the Islamic Republic of Iran by directly attacking their consular section embassy in Damascus. Everybody with me, right? And so after this attack by the Zionist Israelis, who had gone totally Israeli and had gone totally cocky in their cockiness and drunken Israeliness, you know, the United Nations and the Western powers, including the United States of America and Britannia and Francia and Germania and all their little, you know, posse members, that means gang members, right? Why are you guys laughing? It's like a serious sentence. So all of these guys, apparently, they did not send out a condemnation of this attack, right? All they had to do was like, you know, we totally condemn this atrocious, you know, attack on civilians in the diplomatic site. But all of these, you know, posse members, they did not do any of this, which was, I mean, it's quite shameful. And, you know, I mean, this was something that they should have done because this attack on the consular section of the embassy of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Syrian Arab Republic, you know, this was against international law and it was against like international norms and like humanitarian law and like diplomatic law. So they should have definitely said something because this is a flagrant violation of, you know, whatever laws we just listed, you know, that the Israeli Zionist entity called Israel did, you know, in their totally like Israeliness and their cockiness. So this attack occurred on April the 1st, 2024, Gregorian calendar. So after that, on the 10th of April, which was Eid al-Fitr, right? That's the Eid that occurs after the, you know, holy month of Ramadan. The 1st of Shawwal, year 1445, Islamic lunar calendar, in the Eid al-Fitr sermon, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, which we already said was April 10th, 2024, Gregorian calendar, this is too many numbers, we find that As-Samaha, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he comes up with this very beautiful statement, and this is where the True Promise comes in, codenamed Operation True Promise later on, you'll figure it out. So we need to bring in the video with, you know, As-Samaha, Sayyid Ali Khamenei talking about, and so... I have the text here, but I don't think we need it.
اما خود رژیم خبیث که سر تا با خبث و شرارت و خطاست یک خطای دیگری هم بر خطاهای خودش اضافه کرد و او حمله به کنسولگری ایران در سوریه بود کنسولگری و دستگاه‌های سفارت در هر کشوری که وجود دارد به منزله خاک همون کشوری است که سفارت متعلق به اوست. وقتی به کنسولگری ما حمله میکنن، مثل اینکه به خاک ما حمله کردن. رژیم خبیث اشتباه کرد در این قضیه، باید تنبیه بشود و تنبیه خواهد شد.
And so there you have it. This was the beautiful statement of As-Samaha, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution and also the leader of the Islamic Republic and also the leader of all the free peoples of the world and also the leader of the Islamic Ummah. This guy is awesome. All right, sorry. So after this beautiful true promise that Sayyid Ali Khamenei, As-Samaha, made, the Zionist doggies in Israel, Zionist entity called Israel, as well as the Zionist doggy masters and owners, they held their breath, you know, terrified of where the Islamic Republic of Iran is going to attack and when this true promise is going to come out to be true. I mean, they were totally terrified. It was all over the news, right? It's like people running around screaming. You know, whoa, all right, man, take it easy. It's G-rated. And so, well, after these Zionist doggies and Zionist doggy masters held their breath for, I don't know, a couple of days, so April 10th was the true promise. You know, finally, on April the 14th, 2024, Gregorian calendar, the promised promise turned out to be true, and it was truthfully promised, and it turned out to be a true promise. And what happened, you ask? Well, the Islamic Republic of Iran launches this totally military awesomeness that the whole world perhaps has never seen in the lifetime of the whole world. And so it launches a legit retaliatory deterrence internationally lawful under Article 7 of... Chapter 7 of Article 51 of the United Nations something against the Zionist entity called Israel on April 14th. We've already said that. And so the world witnessed a eye-popping and totally mind-blowing military attack, which included four separate waves of like drones and missiles of all kinds, like missiles that get all up everywhere, you know. Cruise missiles, ballistic missiles. Apparently the first wave was 100 kamikaze drones, so they're like drones that also blow up, and so it's quite, you know, kamikaze. That was the first wave, 100, and that's a lot, you know, just... And these four waves, I mean, they like totally lit up the skies and the heavens, you know, I mean, it was quite like dramatic and, you know, action movie type stuff going on, you know. We probably showed pictures and videos of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, you know, the golden dome and all these little, you know, things coming over it and like coming down. It was really beautiful. Subhanallah. Oh, and what's really cool is that before these four waves of drones and cruise and ballistic missiles, there was apparently a cyber attack on Zionist entity called Israel in which their radars were jammed. And after that, the communication between the Zio doggy and the doggy master was totally cut off. So it was like, there's no barking going on over here, bro. And so, like we said, according to media reports, the first wave was 100 kamikaze drones, and that was followed by waves 2 to 4. So please do not get that confused with 2 to 4. It's actually 2 to 4. Waves which also included more kamikaze drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and even some hypersonic missiles by the Islamic Republic of Iran, and reportedly it was a total of 318 of all of these things put together that just like in four waves came down, you know, on the Zionist entity called Israel. And like, if you guys don't really understand what that is, that's 318, you know, of these things that are just coming down, you know, all upon you at the same time in intervals of 30 minutes. It's really a lot of stuff that's raining down on you, you know. It's 318, man. It's like does do that times 318.
They're not like small missiles.
No, man. There's like the cruise missiles are huge. Yeah, ballistic missiles are huge. It's like, okay. And reportedly, this was also one of the biggest drone and missile attacks that the whole history of the world has ever seen, because, you know, they've never seen something so big. And after these four waves of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and perhaps even in between these four waves, you know, you had the resistance forces of Lebanon and Yemen and Iraq, and, you know, they kind of threw their own missiles in the whole thing. You know, they were like, let me get up on this action too, you know, let me fire one of my own missiles, boy. And also, according to legit media, legit reports, just pay attention to that, legit media, legit reports. Yes, a vast and overwhelming amount of the, you know, awesome weaponry that was launched actually hit their targets, which that itself is a big deal, right? And so one of the targets was the Nevatim Air Base, which got hit by a whole bunch of this stuff. And the other one was the Ramon military base, which also got hit by this stuff. What's really interesting is that the Zionist Israelis, they had attacked a civilian embassy consular section, you know, and so in the proportionality law of international law, because I read up on all this stuff, you know what I mean, and the research department gave us all this information. Apparently there's something called proportionality law, and so the Islamic Republic of Iran could have attacked an embassy and they would have been totally proportional according to international law, but the brothers did a classy thing and they said, no, we're not going to stoop down to the Zayar Doggy level, we're just going to go for military sites. And that's precisely what they did. They hit military sites, one, the Nevatim Air Base, like we already said, and the Ramon Air Base, which was the second one. Good. And so, of course, you know, the multi-billion-dollar Iron Dome system, apparently collapsed and was not able to intercept all of the different things. And that is because the Islamic Republic of Iran strategically, militarily did something which was so awesome that, you know, like totally threw the Iron Dome off its course, and it totally collapsed, and David's sling, you know, like ripped and was torn apart. You know, it was like David's sling and like backfired and went, oh, me. And well, that's that. There you have it. That is Operation True Promise that the whole world witnessed in a really magnificent manner. People were cheering, excuse me, all across the world. They were like, man, this is awesome. Finally, thank God, Jesus Christ, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this is beautiful. You know, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And the non-Muslims, you know, they were like, I don't know what the non-Muslims would say. They'd say, yeah, freedom, liberty, Islamic Republic of Irani. And so, you know, after Operation True Promise turned out to be totally true and the promise was fulfilled, you know, by the Islamic Republic of Iran and the officials and all the guys that fulfilled the promise of True Promise, you know, we all of a sudden we had Joseph and David and Rishi and Ursula and Annabella and one more guy.
These are dudes?
And Borel, no, Annabella and Ursula are women. And all of these people, you know, they like went hands up and they're like, oh God, Jesus Christ, oh! And they were like, for God's sake, you know, God, Zio Doggy, do us a favor and do not retaliate. Just shut up, sit the heck down, sit, doggy, sit, don't move. And then, you know, poor little Zionist doggy, the guy's freaking out now. It's like, this is getting serious. The Zionist doggy was like, he's like, no, master, please, let me. That was good, right? He's like, Zagi, you know, that was good, man. It's like this, you know. Well, anyways, coming on to our conclusion, there's one thing is for sure, and the whole world has realized it, and like literally the whole world has realized it, the Islamic world and the non-Islamic world and the whole world, you know, humanity in general has realized that the equation has totally changed. The reality on the ground is now totally changed. The balance of power has changed and has tilted completely like never before, not just in the West Asian region, but in the whole world in general. There's been like a divine cosmic change, and like there's been a total socio-political and geopolitical dynamic cosmic change in the landscape of that socio-political and geopolitical stuff across the whole world post April the 14th True Promise. It's a totally different world. the Zionist entity called Israel and the Zio doggies, you know, have been rudely exposed for the absolute weakness that they have, and they have been utterly humiliated. Shame on you. And so have their Zio masters, meaning they have also been utterly humiliated and their absolute weakness has also been shown to the whole world. The Zio masters, wherever they be sitting at, whether it's the United States of America, Britannia, Francia, Germania, or wherever else they be sitting at across the world. And of course, the Islamic Republic of Iran has proved to the whole world, this is conclusion, keep that in mind. And the Islamic Republic of Iran has proved to the whole world that it is the real powerhouse in the greater West Asian region. I mean, we always knew that the Islamic Republic of Iran is the real powerhouse in the greater West Asian region, but now it's like clearly been, you know, shown to the whole world that the Islamic Republic of Iran is the, you know, what? The real powerhouse in the greater West Asian region. And you know what? It's only going to keep on getting stronger and it's going to only keep on growing. You know, it's like, I don't know what to exemplify it with. But it's just going to keep on growing and becoming more stronger. So, get used to it. And of course, the new Islamic civilization is coming about and forming much faster than anybody would have ever expected. And a central pillar of this new Islamic civilization is the Islamic Republic of Iran. Yeah, boah! Yeah, boah! Last paragraph, it's okay. And if any of these cocky doggies, And if any of these cocky doggies gone totally Israeli make another move on the Islamic Republic of Iran, aka a strategic mistake, and for that matter, a non-strategic mistake as well, the officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran have made another promise, a true promise that will be fulfilled in due time. And that's that any strategic or non-strategic mistake were to be made by the opposition against the Islamic Republic of Iran is going to result in a response that will be much, much more severe than the current true promise. Yeah, boah! Hey, we are no longer living in the pre-April the 14th true promise world anymore. And hey, we're just keeping it real. Good episode.
Do one of these signs.
No, that's one. I used to know a brother who used to do that. He'd be like, it means tawheed. One. One. Yeah, sorry. I used to know another brother. He used to be like, one. I don't know what that means. Like pinky finger. So all the, you know, yeah. The bling bling on my finger. Sorry. It was a good episode. We, you know, it was your first time, so alhamdulillah. It's not bad, right? I was a little bit nervous. You ready?
Ready to die.
Ready to die? Die trying. Live by the sword, die by the sword. It was originally live by the gun, die by the gun. It was like, I don't want to die by the gun. I don't want to die by the sword either. I want to live. I just want to live. Just let me live.
Do we need to add this in the whole child?
All right.